This Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast is brought to you by Factor, pre-prepared meals at factormeals.com. And stand by at the end of this podcast, you'll find out how you can save 50% off your first order. Welcome to the Murphy, Sam & Jody Daily Show podcast.
Murphy and I started watching a documentary last night that we could not stop. Like, we weren't even blinking.
Yeah. Jody kept saying, I need to go to bed. But it's like glued.
And you know, Murphy, you know how he doesn't watch TV much.
Right.
I have to beg him to watch things with me. And then, so we started watching it, and unbelievably hard to stop, especially if you are, I guess, a kid of the 80s, 90s, whatever. It's the documentary called AKA Charlie Sheen.
I lit the fuse, you know, and my life turns into everything it wasn't supposed to be.
Sam, oh my God.
And even if you're not a child of the 80s, if you're like a fan of Two and a Half Men, and then you remember the drama of when he left that show, because that was a wild ride in the media when he was saying, I'm not on any drug, but Charlie Sheen, that's me. Yeah. It's tiger blood in my veins, all that stuff.
Right. Have you not started watching this yet? Oh, you did, Sam.
I've watched it.
You watched the whole thing?
It's unbelievable, yeah.
It is. We were eating leftovers, and I thought, let's watch a little while we eat, and then I'll go do my thing. We watched the whole first episode, and it's a movie length.
Yeah.
I went to bed way too late. Thanks, Charlie. It's really, really well done. I'm learning stuff I never knew.
Yeah, it's very well done. A lot of stuff I learned on there. And the fact that he soars and then crashes. And then it's like, no, let me soar again and crash. Soar. It's like, whew.
Yeah.
It's a lot. It's riveting.
What's interesting is it's mostly in the first episode, him being interviewed in a diner.
Yeah.
And so it's not like he planned all of these words. He's being interviewed, so he's being opened up, cracked wide open, and there are a lot of other people. I thought something that someone said about him, he just doesn't believe that he doesn't deserve any of this. So he self-sabotages all the time, and I thought, man, that is deep.
Mm, yeah.
Well,
we have to watch the second episode to see actually how it goes, but as far as the way it's told, it sucks you in. It's a very well-done documentary.
Yeah,
and
moves.
I think when somebody becomes that transparent and clean, you know, when they tell the entire truth about their lives like that, it really draws you in.
I had no idea he was almost the Karate Kid.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Like, I cannot see that.
Although he thought it worked in his favor, ultimately.
And the reason that he didn't take that role,
that's
in the documentary also.
Because
what
of a movie that never came to be.
Are you kidding me? Oh, and by the way, Emilio Estevez, they said.
Yes.
The family says it that way. I've always said Estevez.
Yeah, I learned that one, too.
Mind blown.
The media does, too, yeah. Coming up at 6:50, Jody has three things to know today.
On the way from MurphySamAndJody.com, John says women aren't the only ones looking for discontinued cosmetics online. John has written us at MurphySamAndJody.com, and I was hoping to hear from at least one gentleman on this.
Okay.
Remember I was saying this week that I feel like for you guys, for men, there's not a product, there's not a company that takes things away like it happens for women in cosmetics all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you find the perfect shampoo and they pull it off the shelves only to bring you a new formula. It happens especially in cosmetics.
I've had it happen in underwear.
Oh.
In underwear?
Sam? Yeah. You know, when you find that underwear that's like this fit,
perfect
this is
for
the
you.
One right here.
You can spend your whole life.
It fits.
Right.
And then you go buy another pack and it's like, oh, we don't make that anymore.
Yeah. Changing things around.
I know. No one's ever messed with my underwear, Sam, just for the record.
But are your underwear perfect? I mean,
yeah,
you seem to think
great.
So, yeah. Wears
honestly.
Them forever, for sure.
It's not the kind of thing I normally talk about, for sure, Jody.
Okay, so John sent this to MurphySamAndJody.com. Discontinued item for men. I was fussing about my makeup that I'm still looking for because they redid it. When my wife and I first got together in 2010, she introduced me to Aveda Blue Oil.
Hmm.
Years ago, they changed the formula due to the chemical makeup of the old blue oil. Their new version just is not the same. I scour the internet for the old version when we run out, but now it's 3 to 4 times the price of the new one, if you can even find it.
Hmm.
See?
That's probably because you're trying to do an eBay buy or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
People do the resale when they stop being made.
There are people in front of their laptops right now paying attention to the big companies who discontinue, like my Morphe foundation that I can't find anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They buy it all from somewhere, and then they boost up the prices of it, and they know we're looking for it.
Oh, so yeah. You know how this works, huh?
Well, you know, they discontinued a cologne that Frank Sinatra used to wear.
Good.
Update for you. Frank Sinatra's not around.
I know. Agua Lavenda or something like that. He was a huge fan of lavender, so anything that had lavender notes in it, you know, he liked.
Okay.
Well, I'm just saying. So,
looking for it, Murphy?
Well, I was curious to know what Frank Sinatra wore, and I Googled it, and yeah, they stopped making it about 10 years ago for some reason.
It smelled like...
Because he passed away 20 years ago.
Thank you, John. Keep it coming anytime. Coming up next, your Hollywood Outsider.
Trending now, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by State Farm.
When Hollywood loses, a legend is when you learn more about that person. And of course, we're talking about Robert Redford, who died this week at the age of 89.
Someday when people look at me, they'll say, there goes Roy Hobbs, the best there ever was.
One was from The Natural. Loved Robert Redford. I mean, icon, legend, literally the standard.
Yeah.
Right? By which so many Hollywood people said, okay, if you want to be good, you got to be like Robert Redford.
Acting and directing.
Correct. One of the coolest stories that I've heard this week, and I did not know this, is that when Taylor Sheridan was writing Yellowstone was supposed to be a movie first. And while it was in development, the executive said, okay, well, if you know, get Robert Redford and we'll green light it.
Wow.
And he was like, so he went to Sundance and spent the day with Robert Redford and convinced him to star in Yellowstone, the movie.
Hmm.
And he went back to the executives and said, I got him. And they were like, what? We meant someone like Robert Redford. And he was like, I got Robert Redford. The deal fell apart for the movie. Therefore, Robert Redford was not going to go on a TV show.
Yeah.
Enter Kevin Costner.
Wow.
Robert Redford was going to be John Dutton in the movie.
Y'all watched that. Would that have worked?
Of course.
Oh, yeah. He would have owned that. Probably, I love Kevin Costner, but that would have taken it to a totally different level.
And I'm fine with Kevin, though, by the way.
Yes, I know. I know. Coming up next, Sam is the food dude.
Yeah, it's National Cheeseburger Day. I'll let you know where to get a free burger.
Sam's always up on the new eats. He's the food dude.
Brought to you by International Animal Rescue.
You know what today is? What? National Cheeseburger Day.
Woo! Oh, yeah.
Oh, so happy. That like, means, what's your cheese?
Oh, well, cheese I like choice. Pepper Jack.
Mm-hmm. I like cheddar. Murphy likes American.
Yeah, I do.
Well, you're in luck, Murphy, because most of the deals today are involve American cheese.
Okay.
Burger King, free bacon cheeseburger with a $1 purchase.
Oh, nice.
Mickey D's has the big one, I think. 50-cent double cheeseburgers. Wow. Don't have to buy anything else. Just walk in and get your 50-cent double cheeseburger.
Wow.
Wendy's has 1-cent junior bacon cheeseburgers with any purchase.
Nice.
And everybody else, Dairy Queen, Sonic, all those are either BOGOs or buy something for a buck and get a free cheeseburger.
So everybody's in on it. That's good.
National
See, to me, American cheese is like the comfort food version of it. I love all the other cheeses, but American is just like, oh, that's
And based on your childhood
probably,
is it the cheese that you opened in the individually wrapped slices?
Yes.
Me too, Kraft. I used to steal them, you know.
Yeah, technically, right. Though, it's not American cheese. It's American
processed cheese food.
Yeah. Product.
Oh, I know.
Product,
like I said, I wasn't supposed to eat cheese.
It's a lot of words for not saying cheese. Yeah. What's in this?
I used to steal them.
IHOP has come up with their first ever value menu. It's all breakfast combos, 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Although the four that they have listed are just breakfast combos, starting at $6.
Mm.
A breakfast fave combo, French toast combo, ham and cheese omelet, and a house scramble.
Where was this? I missed it.
IHOP.
IHOP. Got it.
The International House of Pancakes.
Got it.
And burgers. Papa John's has a new one. It's called a Papa Dippa. And I said it correctly, D-I-P-P-A. You know how cheese sticks or cheesy bread is usually cut in strips, not triangles?
And you can dip it.
Right. Well, that's what this is. But this is like a pizza cut that way, like a pepperoni pizza cut in strips.
I love it when pizza's cut in strips. It's easier to eat. Not that you kind of miss the fold over. Yeah. But
they have three new sauces for it to dip, or three new dips, roasted garlic parm, garlic hot honey, and creamy garlic pesto.
Well, you know, Domino's already does that with the pizza. You know that?
What do you mean?
Cut it into strips. They do that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they cut, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Murphy would know with the Domino's app and whatnot.
I'm a little familiar with the pizza.
Yeah.
Thank you, Food Dude. Happy National Cheeseburger Day. Coming up next, three things to know today.
three things to know today.
Brought to you by T-Mobile.
Number one, the Federal Reserve cut interest rates by a quarter of a percentage point yesterday to between 4% and 4.25%. Okay. And so it took them five meetings to come to this, and it's been 9 months since the last rate cut. It's a lot of big decision making, but it affects us all. So, yay, little celebration. Number two, Costco recalling wine bottles that can shatter on their own.
Yeah.
No kidding. And by the way, it's some of the best stuff. Prosecco.
Yeah.
They were sold in 12 different states. And the word is no injuries have been reported. So I'm not sure how they figured this out, that this could happen. But they say if you have one of these, and go to the website to see if what you have is this.
Yeah.
To me, you may have already had this to drink and thrown the bottle away. But if you have one, you're supposed to wrap it in paper towels and toss it.
Okay.
Thinking, or they have the best return policy.
Yeah. Or you can handle it carefully.
Careful bringing it back. And number three, Dolly Parton is on the mend after announcing that she had to skip a Dollywood event because she had a kidney stone.
Oh.
I know. And her doctor said that.
I didn't know Dolly ever got sick.
Her doctor said it could turn into an infection. She needed to take it seriously and have a few days to recover. Of course, she's got a busy year ahead.
Oh, yeah.
She's got a planned Vegas residency in December, and that musical about her life opens up on Broadway next year.
You're in the know. Three things to know today.
What you will actually end up doing on maternity leave versus what you plan to do, what you think it's going to be like, very different situations if you're expecting your first child. We bring this up because we mentioned in Three Things to Know the other day about this first-time mom she's expecting in October. She's due, and she asked on social media, so what kind of hobbies should I get into while I take this much time off from work? And the responses on social have been hilarious. You know, showering is going to feel like your special holiday. That's one. I drove through Chick-fil-A once when on maternity leave. It was one woman. And one lady said, my favorite hobby during naps was repeatedly checking to make sure my baby was breathing. Yeah. It's like, okay. And you can't know that.
Yeah.
It's one of those things in life. You can't know what it's going to be like for you. You don't know what your baby is going to be like. Some babies do sleep a lot. Some do not. But I will tell you, it will be a blur. It's not going to be hobby time. You're not going to be picking up a new hobby. Mm-hmm. It's a blur because you're not getting as much sleep. Taking care of a newborn is so tiring because they literally eat every couple of hours and they only sleep for a few hours. Yeah. And this is all new to you. And, you know, something that you guys can't know and feel is the hormone bottom out that you go through after having a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you think your hormones are powerful just on the regular, after you've had a baby, it is a roller coaster. And you have all these emotions about this baby. All this love that you didn't know you could feel floods you. And it's the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
So look, if you are expecting your first child, here's a few things to know. Because if I could go back, here's what I wish I would have really known and believed. I'm not always going to feel this way. Like I felt, you know, I had some postpartum, Murphy. Mm-hmm. You remember
that? I do remember that well.
And you feel like, oh, this is never going to leave me because this baby's going to be with me. This is my life now. You think that's your, but of course it's not. You know, of course that gets better. Otherwise people wouldn't have two and three kids.
Yeah.
Of course it changes. You get through it. It's not one day at a time. It's one thing at a time.
Yeah.
One nap at a time.
Yeah, because a day has a lot of things.
One diaper change at a time. One surprise at a time. You know, it's not one day. It's one thing, literally.
Right.
And you won't remember as much of the bad. You might remember as it being a tough time for you, but it's also beautiful. So enjoy your baby. That's the advice.
Coming up at 7:50, Jody has three things to know today.
On the way next, you know, since it is National Cheeseburger Day, we've got the easiest trick for you to make the perfect cheeseburger.
Sam informed us that it's National Cheeseburger Day. The easiest, most simple cheeseburger trick that's no duh that I didn't learn until I was an adult. And if I say this, you'll probably laugh, but it's true. It's that before you pick the burgers up off of the grill or off of the pan or however you're cooking them, that's when you put the cheese on top while it's still sitting on a heating element.
Yeah.
Okay, I was never taught that. That was a moment for me because I think that my dad did not like cheese on his hamburgers. So we would put cheese on after. Well, that's pointless.
Yeah. It doesn't really melt fast. But no. Yeah, I think probably in any setting where you had like a get together and there were the condiments and everything were laid right. out on the bar there. If somebody wanted cheese, they'd grab it or not.
Right.
So that's why you'll see the cold cheese going on a hamburger.
Correct. The first time I saw some cooking show where, you know, somebody, no duh, put the cheese on top of the burger, like in a cast iron, and yeah. it just melted beautiful and all sexy. And it's like, oh.
Yeah.
And it tastes better.
And if you put a little dome over it. Even more, it's a steamy thing builds up.
Correct. I do yeah. that too now. Yeah. And every time I do it, when we make cheeseburgers, Murphy, I think that is it's just no duh.
Yeah.
But if you don't grow up like being taught that, you don't know that it makes a huge difference.
It's a subtlety. It's one of those where, because temperature makes a difference in what you're eating.
Of course.
It's the reason that cold meat tastes different in the from the fridge than something you've cooked, right?
Yeah.
You
know, I mean,
by the way, here's a suggestion, too. If you are going to have to put it on after the fact.
Yeah, food, dude.
Take your cheese slices out ahead of time.
Yeah. So you're not having to cut them or slice.
No. So you're not opening them up cold out the fridge.
Right.
You let them get. And Murphy, I don't mean the day before. You know.
You mean room
temp. I mean like an hour or so before. Yeah. When you're making the burgers, have them out. And that way when you put the cheese on, it at least there'll be a little melt.
You're right. Right. I want to shout out to this too. At our Game Day Grub recipes. Yeah. We have recipes, but we also have Murphy's Tricks for the Best Burgers, which are buy good quality meat. Don't overwork the meat.
Yeah, look, simpler is better. It took me a long time to learn that. I was one that used to load up the ground meat with everything. And truly, an actual burger, if you're going to add stuff, do it to the outside.
Don't over-season the meat, too.
Yeah.
Check out our Game Day Grub at MurphySamAndJody.com.
Coming up next, Jody has another Hollywood Outsider.
The latest buzz. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by State Farm.
Sometimes after you lose a performer or someone that you loved a lot, you learn a lot more. And that's about to happen for all of us with Ozzy Osbourne.
I'm going after crazy.
So it's just weeks ago that the BBC postponed their documentary about Ozzy in his final years. You know, the family requested they pull that.
Right after he passed away.
So now there's word that Paramount Plus is premiering its own documentary called Ozzy, No Escape From Now. Mm-hmm. It will launch on Paramount Plus October 7th. And then that's just days after the rescheduled BBC film. So you can watch both
in October. Two in a week.
And here's the word about the Paramount Plus one that's dropping. It's going to take you into his life during his fall in 2019. He fell down and he had to cancel his farewell tour.
Kind of what started all his health issues.
Right. And so sort of as much of an inside look of that I guess Sharon and the family is willing to give the world. Mm-hmm. And I feel like they're used to giving the world a lot, right?
Now the BBC one was like endorsed by Ozzy or involved Ozzy. Is this one going to involve him or is this like from the outside?
The word is it's going to involve some of the family and some of the people who were in that final concert with him, Guns N' Roses and Metallica. So look for all of that in October.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Wendy's got some help for you if you suffer from drive-through anxiety like Murphy.
Whether you have actual ordering at the drive-thru anxiety or you just freeze up a little bit because it's too much information at one time like Murphy, we are hearing from you on this and it's beautiful. Wendy sent this. Regards to ordering at the drive-thru, I wanted to let you know that as a speech language pathologist, I work with a lot of people who have fluency disorders such as stuttering. Hmm. Ordering at the drive-thru is one of the most difficult things for them to do.
Wow, really?
We practice that as part of our therapy. They practice it.
Wow.
I love this, okay. Wendy. It's the time factor of feeling rushed and having a car behind you. It's also not being able to see the person you're talking to.
Oh, really?
So they fear that if they block or stutter, the person inside will not know and will interrupt them by saying, "What? Can you repeat that?" It becomes a very difficult situation. So overall, it seems like a very difficult situation. Huh. That's why they work it the way they do. Wendy.
Wow. Thank you, Wendy. That is a great perspective. That's not something I thought of.
No. And I'm sitting over here chuckling about Murphy getting frozen up. And
And it's when other people in the car, like we talked about in yesterday's After the Show podcast, I finally figured that part out. It's not that
I have the issue when I'm all by myself. It's when everybody else in the car is trying to give me the orders and I'm trying to recite them.
It's your
memory.
Other people in the car.
Not their fault.
It's our fault.
I can't contain all those orders in my head.
Thank you for that, Wendy.
Here's a suggestion from Beth Murphy.
It
says, if Murphy gets decision paralysis ordering at the drive-thru, the apps and pre-ordering would be a game changer for him.
He's got every app, I promise you, Beth.
You can sit in the parking lot or the driveway before you leave, put in your order, and look through all the options on the app. And then roll through the drive-thru, just give them your name or code. I also like that you can just reorder your favorites or your last order.
Yeah.
Have everybody's usuals in there, and you accrue points for freebies.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, I love all of those things about it.
And I don't, you know that.
Hey, Sam and I both have a folder on our phones. You know what's in that folder?
Boom. A bunch of
fast food apps.
That's right.
And what's so funny about that is I'd rather roll up and order it than to do another thing on my device. Mm. So each his own.
You sit in line. We're just going to go to the front of the line, get our food.
Yeah, we ought to do a test one time, Jody. You get in the left lane, I'll get in the right lane. Let's see who gets out faster.
All right, let's do that today, huh? Coming up next, three things to know today.
Here's three things to know today.
Brought to you by T-Mobile.
Number one, dermatologists across the country are seeing patients show up with what they're now calling influencer inflammation. Fill in the blanks there. You know, skin problems, irritation from overdoing it. Why
are people? Because you're paying attention to influencers and doing what they say.
Why are people overdoing it? Because they're seeing online, hey, you need that, you need this acid and this thing, and don't, you know, it's a little too much. If you want to know what to do with your skincare and you're overwhelmed, go see a dermatologist and keep it simple and consistent. Number two, we've heard so much about Powerball winners and lottery recently. One woman who won $150,000 playing the Powerball, here's what she's going to do. It's lovely. Her name is Carrie Edwards. She decided to donate all of her winnings to charity, three different charities to be exact. One of them, it's a nonprofit that helps families deal with early onset dementia, which is a condition her husband died from in 2023. Hmm. And by the way, for the winning numbers, she said she came up with them with ChatGPT.
Aha!
And number three, Disney Plus is reviving The Muppet Show. It's part of the September slate. Apparently, it's coming soon with special guest stars. You know, the Muppets are famous for having special guest stars.
Oh, they're all big.
It's my favorite. This time, the reboot is with Sabrina Carpenter.
Wow.
On Disney Plus later this month.
You're in the know. Three things to know today. Sam's got music news.
Brought to you by Primatine Mist.
Tomorrow, Miley Cyrus is giving us a surprise song. I can buy myself flowers. And no, this isn't it, obviously. But let me give you the story on this one. The song is called Secrets. She wrote it last month for her dad's birthday. She wrote it for Billy Ray.
Are they on terms again?
Yeah, they're in good terms.
Okay.
The reason she said she called it Secrets is she said she wanted to be the one that she felt safe enough for him to tell her the family secrets, things that might be damaging to the family.
Right.
She said, as the middle child, I thought I was old enough and I could take some of that, even though I wasn't sure I wanted to hear it.
Okay.
So I don't know if he told her the secrets, but that's why she wrote the song Secrets. And we do have a little snippet for you. Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Hopefully it's going to be upbeat.
Oh, and by the way, did I mention two of the musicians on the song? One, Mr. Mick Fleetwood on drums.
Wow.
And Lindsey Buckingham on guitar.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
It's good to hear her voice, but she's tapping into something.
Yeah.
Family secrets are a thing, because guess what? Every family's got them.
Yeah. Got really some Cardi B news for you. Number one, her album is coming out tomorrow, and this is only her second album. I mean, she's been putting out songs so long, I thought she had three or four, but this is her second album, Am I the Drama? We have guest spots on the album from Janet Jackson, Lizzo, Megan Thee Stallion, Selena Gomez, and Tyla.
Nice.
A lot of people on there.
And a lot of ladies.
Leading up to the album, she did announce this week she's going to go on a big tour next year, the Little Miss Drama Tour.
Okay.
Look for tickets
title.
Next week. And you're going to get another chance to experience Whitney Houston in concert.
How's that?
I know, Jody. I know what you're thinking.
Hologram.
The H word. It's not a hologram.
still. She's not alive.
Well, I know, but they've used AI to break up her song, so you only get the lyrics, and they're just as clean as studio quality audio. And she's going to tour. The audio is going to tour with symphonies around the country.
Oh,
the
okay.
Symphony's going to play the music, the musician part, and then they're going to play her lyrics.
Oh, that's cool.
And they're also going to show vocals, her doing the vocals and rare footage on the screens.
That's
while
okay.
All that's going on.
But don't
on.
Try to pretend that she's up there. Like,
no,
don't try to fool me that she's standing.
I don't think they're going to do that. But you know what? How beautiful will it be set to symphony?
Mm-hmm. Very good.
That's going to be awesome.
Nice. It's called The Voice of Whitney. Look for it soon.
Coming up, Jody has another Hollywood Outsider.
On the way next, though, some of your thrifting finds are thrilling us.
Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
I'd shared a reel on our socials about the top five things I thrifted this summer. And I just want to say, like, the number two one on the list, that big pewter pineapple bowl that I bought, Murphy,
yeah, I know you love that,
is
yeah.
The reason that thrifting is fun. I wasn't looking for a pewter pineapple bowl. Who is?
Well,
no
and
one.
I didn't know that was a thing for you, because if I'd have seen it, I wouldn't have bought it as a gift for you.
I know. I wasn't looking for it. Yeah. And it was just something about how cool and funny it is and big and usable. I will put stuff in that at Christmas time.
By pineapple bowl, you mean it's a bowl decorated with pineapples, or is it a bowl for pineapples?
It's shaped like a pineapple. You need to go watch the reel.
Oh, okay.
Top five things I've thrifted recently. And by the way, I said thrifted. The number one on the list is a Brahmin handbag. I bought that at a consignment store. I realized I didn't thrift that. There's a difference.
That's close enough.
I got it for a deal.
Yeah.
A steal. I paid like $30 for it, which is probably a $300
bag. That's pretty thrifty.
Uh-huh. Cleaned it all up. It's so shiny and exciting. So love hearing from you the most about all this. Jamie said, my husband and I love thrifting. We're looking forward to many estate sales in our area this weekend. Hmm. See, that's considered thrifting, too, when you estate sale.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Rebecca says, I love it all. I use fancy glass dishes and candy dishes under my potted plants.
Oh. Yeah.
I've done that some. Yeah. Like, I don't know if you noticed, Murphy. You probably didn't notice. In our bedroom, on that little table by your chair where you put your clothes, there's a beautiful plate. It's
oh,
blue.
Really?
Yeah.
Just say yes, Murphy.
No, I haven't seen it.
And my mom once said in anger, she was like, you could hang a dead animal in here and he wouldn't notice. She said that once about, just men noticing decor and the fact that they usually don't.
She didn't say that about me, by the way.
No.
She said that about Jody's dad.
Well, then it's not as funny.
There's a beautiful blue decorated plate on that table that I put our plant on, and I take it off and I put candles on. That's a thrifted plate that I bought.
Cool.
It was
great.
I loved it. It was like $2 and it's gorgeous.
Well, I'm going to make it a point this afternoon to walk in there and look at it.
And by the way, Christine said, I found a Brahmin for $4.99.
Mm.
That is a thrift find.
No kidding. That's a steal.
Coming up next, your Hollywood Outsider.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by State Farm.
Here's a Hollywood remake that's coming that's a twist, and it's from a 1997 movie that I remember seeing in theater starring Jennifer Lopez and Ice Cube, Anaconda. But this one is a comedic take starring Jack Black and Paul Rudd.
This is Anaconda, and we no longer have a snake for our snake movie.
So these guys are the leaders of this filmmaking team who are remaking the thriller Anaconda, and they show up, and it's about them trying to make the film.
And everything goes wrong.
It's the comedic take, though. Yeah. It looks kind of, I didn't know it was happening.
Me either. I saw the trailer yesterday, and I was like, what?
And it looks funny. It's going to be in theaters on Christmas Day. What you want to see with the family on Christmas Day, a big, huge snake movie.
That is a great way to take a scary horror movie or whatever and remake it.
Yeah. That's the way, Hollywood, instead of just remaking it. Maybe Jennifer Lopez will make or an Ice Cube could make if they're honoring the movie in the movie. Okay, moving on. Here's another one coming to the big screen that's a remake, Miami Vice. But here's what's up. They already remade this movie made it into a feature film in 2006 with Jamie Foxx and Colin Farrell. Yeah. However, the director, Joseph Kaczynski, who did the movie F1 and Top Gun Maverick, is taking it on.
Oh.
And so it's going to be more gritty. Yes, they haven't done any casting yet, but it's going to focus. The inspiration will be from the first season of the TV show. Ever experienced a Bluetooth connection so strong that it's like a car next to you or near you and you can hear what they're saying? Or they're
on your radio?
Yeah. You ever experienced a strong Bluetooth?
Uh-uh.
Well, I have.
Yeah, Jody did.
Wow.
Okay, you know, we all rode together the other day in my car.
Yeah.
Also known as the Batmobile. And so Murphy, of course, was driving because Murphy, that's what he does. He drives. And when you got into my car, you hooked up your
Bluetooth.
Yeah,
I had to hook
my
phone back up. My Bluetooth, I had to repair it with yours.
So no big deal. A couple of days go by. Murphy and I go to lunch in our usual spot the next day. And then we leave separately. We don't ride together to lunch. We don't ride to work together.
Right.
You know, we arrive separately and all that. So I meet him for lunch. We're leaving and we happen to be sitting next to each other. He's going to take a left at this red light and I'm going straight because I'm going home. I'm listening to some jams, you know, and all of a sudden the music goes away and I hear.
Oh, no. Self-help book.
I hear a lady's voice.
Wow.
And I can tell that I can see because his Bluetooth is titled with his initials.
Yeah.
I know it's his Bluetooth and I hear this lady's voice and I'm like, I don't know this chick. And I look at him and he's scrambling.
Yeah. What was she telling you?
Well, when I'm in my car,
like, who's he talking to?
In my car, it just completely went away. And I'm like, you know, I bet you that's it. And I saw Jody jump.
Yeah.
And I looked over at him like, what's going on?
Yeah.
You want to tell him what it was?
Well, yeah, I was having a conversation with Grok. And so it was the Grok assistant. Mm. I was asking for some technical help.
Yeah, and AI assistant.
Right, exactly. And I'm like right in the middle of the okay, and then step two, you need to, and then
yeah, I could hear it was away. Technical.
It's like, wait, I need to know step two.
I got step two.
Yeah.
But it was like, it was funny for my music to go away and that to happen. And I'm like, we look at each other and then the light turns green and I'm like, out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've had things where devices are so strong that if they're paired, the Bluetooth will just hop to the other one.
Huh.
It's just insane. But I don't know why Jody's truck is like that. The car is like that.
Batmobile.
You're right. But it's one of those where you can be 50 feet from it and it will grab whatever.
Don't plan a surprise party near my Batmobile.
Yeah. Not with Grok.
Fall is perfect for Factor Meals. Chef-prepared, dietitian-approved meals delivered straight to you. Enjoy something comforting and delicious during a hectic season. Eat smart at factormeals.com/MSJ and use code MSJ to get 50% off your first box plus free breakfast for 1 year. That's code MSJ at factormeals.com for 50% off your first box plus free breakfast for 1 year. Get delicious, ready-to-eat meals delivered with Factor. Offer only valid for new Factor customers with code and qualifying auto-renewing subscription purchase.